Well, let's look at James 4:7 and see what the Lord says here. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. What does it mean to submit yourself to God? Does that mean obey? Everything. That means just like when the scripture says, wives, you must submit in everything to your husband. A lot of women don't want to do that. Ooh, submit to my husband? What if he tells me to do something I don't want to do? I'm sorry, girls, you're married to him. You better make sure you're married to a man of God. Amen. That's the secret, right, girl? If you're married to a man of God and he's loving you like Christ loved the church, there will be no problem with you submitting to him in everything. He'll never ask you to do anything that's not good for you. Is that right? Sure, no problem submitting to a man of God. That's why the Lord told us, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Because an unbeliever, you can't never tell what he might do. A lost man, he's liable to say anything or do anything. There's no telling. You know, no, you just don't know what they're going to do. So the Lord says, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. You want, in other words, what good is there with a devil and a Christian in the same house? It usually ain't good, is it? No, and he knew that. So that's why he told us not to be unequally yoked. But he says there, submit yourselves therefore to God. In other words, if you have submitted yourself to me, the Lord, he says, then he says you can do what to the devil? You can resist him and he'll do what?
Flee.
He will flee from you. So when the devil comes up, puts a pain or a symptom upon you, you know you're walking obedient to his word. You know you've got every sin repented of in your life. You know that you're walking in total obedience to God's word. And the devil comes and puts something upon you anyway. You can say, okay, Lord, we are submitted to you in everything. Now resist this devil. And I command him to leave me and go away. And I'm not going to allow him to put this pain and symptom of me no more. Now, what if he's a resistant little beast? What if he don't give in real easy? Have you ever wrestled with anybody in your life? Yeah, that's why he said we're not punching somebody. You punch somebody out, you might knock them out in one blow. But he didn't say we're fighting like that. He said we're wrestling with the devil. We're locked in combat with him, wrestling against an invisible being. And sometimes he's not a pushover. Sometimes they're pretty powerful. But if you stand your ground knowing you have all power over him, who's going to win this battle? You are. That's exactly right. You're going to win it. Yeah. Because he says here, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He says, draw nigh to God and then God will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now that's pretty clear, isn't it? What are we supposed to do? Draw nigh to God. We draw nigh to him. How do we draw nigh to him? Get in his word. That's the way to draw nigh to him. And then he will draw near to you. Then he tells you to cleanse your heart, your hands, everything. Walk holy in his presence. Did you start to say something? No. So the thing about it is, you've got to realize this. Now then, I started to tell you a story a while ago about the little girl from Oregon that I never did get through. We got off on something else. But this little girl, when they called and heard the CD or the DVD, rather, about Caitlin's miracle, we've got several different teachings on Caitlin's miracle, but the DVD, the 30-minute one we did with Sid Roth is the best one. That little 30-minute show will tell you, and you get to see her when she was 4 years old, how good a job God did on Caitlin and everything. But they listened to that, and they wanted me to pray the prayer of faith for their little girl, which she was born with eczema. She clawed and scratched, and I told them, I said, it's not that simple. I said, there's a sin here, because with all those scriptures I read you out of Exodus and Deuteronomy a while ago, if you obey God in every way, how much sickness did he say he'd take away from you?
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty clear to me, isn't it you? So when somebody says, the sin, sickness, there is no relationship between sin and sickness. They hadn't read the book. They have not had revelation on the book. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a PhD from the seminary. If you don't get that out of them three verses, there's something wrong with you. If God says you obey me and do everything I say, I will take all sickness away from you. Then if somebody tells me sin and sickness is not directly related, they haven't read the book. Do you agree? I don't see how you can miss it. But anyway, there's many, many, many other places. But anyway, this couple, they had this sick little girl. She was born sick. I said, well, there was a sin. Since she was born sick, it's yours. I said, you and your husband have other children? Oh, yeah, we got some other kids. Are any of them sick? No. I said, okay, something you did between the time this one was born and the time the last one was born, then you got some kind of sin in your life that has brought sickness upon this child. Because God said in His Word, I will afflict your children. In fact, in the book of Revelations, He says, because you did not obey me, I'm going to cast you into a sick bed. And then He says, and I'm going to strike your children with death. That's written in the book of Revelation. That's kind of scary, isn't it? I don't want my children struck with death. Do you?
No.
Not because of my sin. So anyway, I'm going to walk in obedience to His Word. But anyway, I told him, I said, you have to find out what the sin is. I said, let me send you a bunch of DVDs and CDs, and y'all listen to them. When you get all of your sins repented of, then call us back and we'll pray for you. Well, a few months goes by, and they call back and said, we've listened to all the CDs and DVDs. We have repented of every sin known to man, known and unknown. Now we're ready to be prayed for. We prayed for little Gina. Nothing happened. Month or two goes by, nothing happens. They call back and said, she's not any better. Well, when they talked to Dave, Dave said, well, if she's not any better, the sin is still there. See, that's the way it always works. So anyway, we've learned that around here. So anyway, we try for a year and a half to find their sin. And we don't ever find it. We prayed for this little girl. I'm going to tell you, everybody in this ministry center prayed for that little girl. Everybody. I prayed for her several times, but everybody prayed for her. She wasn't getting well. So finally, I told him, I said, you know, I don't know anything other to do than you and your husband get on your face before God and say, Lord, what sin have we committed that you will not release your healing power till we confess it? We got to know what it is. We know you know what it is, but we don't know what it is. And so they began to pursue God. One morning, the mother woke up and sat up on the side of the bed, and she heard these two words, lying and deception. When she called, I said, do you know what that means? She said, yes, I do. I said, well, tell me, what does it mean? She said, well, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to him and told him, honey, my biological clock is ticking. And I know it's not going to be long till I'm going to be too old to have children. I'm 39. And I want to have one more baby before we get too old. And he said, no, I'm 43, and I don't want a teenager in high school when I'm 65. He said, no more children. Now, who's she supposed to submit to? Her husband. But did she? No, she sure didn't. She lied to him. She deceived him. Every way in the world, she did everything she could to get pregnant. Well, she got pregnant all right, and she had this little girl, but she was sick. And nobody wants her sick. Now, she'd been sick almost 8 years by this time. It's 6.5 years when they called us. It took us a year and a half, and we still hadn't found it. But now then, they found it. And so I said, well, you know you got to repent to God, and you got to repent to your husband. She said, I have done that. Absolutely have done that. So we prayed one more prayer of faith after she had repented, asked God to forgive her, and asked her husband to forgive her. Of course, her husband, he said, of course, honey, I forgive you. He said, I didn't want another child, but now we got this eight-year-old girl. I love her with all my heart. You can't raise a little girl in your house and not love her. You know that? You know, he loved this little thing, but he didn't want her sick. So anyway, they got right with him, each other and with God, and one more prayer of faith was prayed. And 2 weeks later, after that prayer of faith, they sent me four pictures of Gina with a pair of shorts on, 8 years old. Not a sign of eczema or not even a scar left on her body in 2 weeks.
Ooh,
is God good?
Yeah.
He's good. Now, we've been praying for this little girl for a year and a half. When somebody said, in fact, when she wrote us a nice long letter, Dave's got it in the computer somewhere, she said, if there was ever a place or thing anywhere that ought to convince everybody that sin and sickness go hand in hand, it's our case. She said, we prayed, we repented, we did everything known to man, but God would not release His healing power until I confessed my personal sin of deceiving him and my husband. And she said, when I repented and I was forgiven, she said, then we prayed one more time, and in 2 weeks, all those scars, and she had oozing, running sores all over her little body. But God not only healed her, He gave her a new coat of skin. I mean, there's not a scar left on little Gina's body. When people says, I don't believe this stuff about sickness and disease. Let me take you to something. Let me take you to Deuteronomy 28, start with verse 1 through 14. And I want to show you the blessings that God promised if we would obey Him in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. I just want to show you the promises there, what God promised if we would, and it shall come to pass. Now, what does that first line say? It shall, not maybe, did he? It shall. If God said it shall come to pass, it's going to happen, right? That's what he said. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, what do you see in those two verses? You see where he says you must obey him. Is that right? If you hearken to his commandments and keep them, what's he promised to do to you if you obey him? He's going to bless your socks off. Do you like that? Everybody likes that. Well, let's see what the blessings are. Let's run down through them right quick in verse 3 and 4. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, that's your children, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your goats, and the flocks of your sheep. Verse 5 and 6. Blessed shall you be in your basket, in your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Verse 7 and 8. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Is Any Sick Among You? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.